Welcome to the McCove Mindset Podcast. I am Kevin McCove, and we are starting a new segment today, which is called Collaboration Socialites. So I would like to welcome a very valued and loved collaboration socialite, Lucy Reynolds. She's an extraordinary mom of two very capable young girls. She's a voiceover artist as well as a singer and songwriter. And she's a member of Belugi Bug Music for Children's Program, a member of Meet You in Soho and Whisper Fighting. She's quite the collaborator and someone I've grown to consider a friend. So help me in welcoming Lucy Reynolds.
My friend and I, one of my best friends, we've started a podcast. Well, I say we started, we haven't published it. We've done one episode.
You've done it. You just haven't put it out. You missed some background.
I've always loved singing. My family would tell me stories about how when I was a kid, my gran used to put me on a chair and make me sing to everyone as a kid. She passed away when I was four, so that was my other grandmother. I've always been singing. I've always loved it. I started writing my own songs when I was about 12, 13, started writing. My first one was to save the world. So the song was called Save the World. So that was my first one. And it was just such an outlet. And I think throughout my teens as well, a few things happened in my life. And music's always been an outlet. It's always been without me even realizing it, because I wouldn't necessarily write about what was happening. Sometimes it would just be a complete fantasy song, but it was an escape. I don't even know where it comes from. Usually I'm doing something mundane, like washing the dishes or driving or doing something that doesn't take a lot of thinking. Well, I mean, I do think when I'm driving, don't get me wrong. But it usually just comes from nowhere. But with collaborating and with working with people to actually sit down and think of an idea and think of how we can develop it, you know, that's been really different. But I've loved it. I've loved it. I've made songs that I never would have made. You know, I've made a reggae song, which...
Well, then who are your influences?
I love Bob Marley. So that was my Bob Marley phase. Well, I still love Bob Marley. My dad loves music and we always grew up with a lot of music in the house. A lot of Portuguese music, because I'm also Portuguese. In fact, his favorite artist is a Brazilian artist called Roberto Carlos. So a lot of his music, you know.
Wow. Yeah. And he had South African influences too?
Yeah, I love Johnny Clegg and I love Miriam Makeba. So I kind of started to learn more about that type of music. But I was an 80s kid, so a lot of Madonna. I loved her. I loved Dolly Parton. And then when I got to uni, one of my best friends who I'm in a band with now, he introduced me to more rock and punk music. So then my taste kind of changed. So I love more rock-based music now as well. So yeah, so a little bit of everything.
Was it your dad that got you into music?
I took lessons when I was 4 years old to play the organ. Weird talking about now because I stopped playing. We moved and then I didn't carry on playing, which I wish I had. I entered a competition when I was really little. And my dad always says, it's really funny because he goes, the only reason I didn't win is because they couldn't hear me because the mic wasn't on. And I'm like, I don't think that was the case.
They just couldn't hear me. I mean, it was phenomenal, but...
Yeah, you know,
the performance of my life.
Like, yeah. He said my feet could hardly touch the pedals because I was so little. I was like, okay, I don't remember any of that, you know. So, yeah. When I was in high school, I kind of made a little bit of an attempt to go and get into music, but then my parents weren't keen. You know, it wasn't something you really did. They wanted me to be an accountant or a lawyer or something. I didn't really push it and I wasn't really sure. I think also, my songs were like my babies. I wasn't sure how to let go of it. And I think that's something I've had to learn as well. It can be very personal, but also, you know, people can relate to the songs. I think that's what I'm finding now with the songs as well. So I'm not so scared to let them go. It's fine. If people don't like them, it's okay. You know, some people will.
That's like a big challenge. Like everybody has some type of that feeling, right? How have you gotten past that to get into the space that you're in now?
It's working with other people. It's working with other people, getting experience with how, you know, they do things, how, you know, and even the most experienced people that I have worked with have got insecurities and doubts and, you know, they still don't think it's good enough, you know, because that's all of us. Just not being scared to be rubbish at it. And I think that's how I've always felt. Like, if I can't do it right, I don't want to do it. But if I don't do it, I'm never going to get better. So
I'm so proud of you. You know, what, we've known each other for like 3 years now? Maybe a little longer. But somewhere around like 3 years.
Yeah, because you know, yeah, like, It was around COVID, wasn't it? We've got onto Clubhouse. I have to say, Kevin, even going onto the Clubhouse, you know, just to talk in Clubhouse, it took me a while. I was in that room for a long time, but I did not speak for a very long time. And then I finally got on the stage and I was like, oh, okay. Did the one collab and then got thrown into it, right into it.
Yeah, but then you were brave too, right? You know, like, I'm not going to let you, like, I'm going to give you all the credit, rather. I'm going to give you the flowers now, which is that, like, then you also volunteered. Like in the space of like, hey, anybody want to help here? And you're like, yeah, sure, me, you know? And
no, it wasn't like that. It was like tumbleweed. And I'm like, oh my God, no one say anything. I'm going to have to put my
it's going to be me. Okay. Somebody.
I can't stand the silence. And then afterwards I thought, oh, what have I done?
Now you've become a very integral part of what we have created in the collaboration social, Chris Evans Project. Tell me about it. Tell me about like the project, the process.
It's great. I mean, I hadn't worked with Chris and Sam before, but I've always wanted to, you know, listening to them and seeing the other things that they, other songs they came up with. So yeah, so we were in a group and the first meeting, we kind of threw some ideas around and then Chris said he's got some tracks that don't have any lyrics or melodies. So he posted that and we started looking and I had this lyric in my head already going around. It was if I had to do it all again, I would. So that was my kind of like my thing. And I was like, it was kind of like the idea of, you know, it doesn't matter how much pain I've had, I would do it all again because there's so much love, you know, so much love came out of it, you know. So that was kind
you
of the
know that the, feeling a lot.
Yeah, I do. And I think that's also one of the reasons why I decided to just start, you know, go forward with my music, because having lost Dave and the girls were so young and I just needed to just do it, you know, and just show my girls as well that they can do anything, you know. So, yeah, I needed to just even if, I don't know, it didn't matter if I don't make it or not, it doesn't matter. I just wanted to get the music out there. So yeah, so this lyric came around. So I said, okay, how about this? And we started playing around with some lyrics and then Sam came up with another melody and then we got together and it was a really collaborative process because we all worked on it together and we all came up with the lyrics and, you know, it was just, yeah, it was great. And then Chris was like, oh, it's like Love and Pain. And we're like, oh, yeah, that's it. It is exactly that. It's Love and Pain. And that kind of became the chorus, you know. And then like the idea I thought was going to be the chorus became a verse. It was like, yeah, actually, that makes more sense, you know. So, yeah, and I think one of the things I struggle with sometimes is the imagery of, you know, what it looks like visually. And they were really good with that, you know, the red door and where is she? Where is she sitting? And, you know, that kind of thing. So it was such a beautiful process. Honestly, I loved it. And I'm going to be honest, not all the collabs are like that, right. You know, it was great. It was really good. It just worked really well. I have to admit, I was a little bit nervous at first because I've heard their stuff and I was like, I hope it's going to be all right. But no, it was great. It was really, really good. And I love it. I get such a high on it as well, you know, because it's just, you have no idea what's going to come out of the collab. You go into this room or you meet up with people and you don't know what's going to happen. I had another collab also on Clubhouse where it was with Alex and I thought, oh, cause he had, you know, he mentioned Latin music and I thought, well, I'd love to do a little Latin music song. And we ended up writing a song about depression because, you know, the four of us that's what we were talking about and that's what we got and that's what we wrote about. And it was like completely different to what I had ever imagined. But yeah, it was great. This is the best way to work is with other people because you just feed off each other's ideas, feed off the creativity, learn how to do things in a different way. I mean, it's just incredible. It really is.
How does it matter for you as an artist?
I feel really proud to be a part of it. You know, I feel really proud to be a part of the song, like the song. And Shirley's got another song coming out that we also did in a collab with Zach and Zara. And I'm really excited about that. I also do some backup vocals on that. So
that's
So yeah, I think that's the next thing is I need to just push myself a little bit more now, you know, because I think the writing side of it I really enjoy and I'm really comfortable with. But it's challenging myself to do the other things, to do the singing especially. But this is because, like you said, it's a safe space and it's people that you trust. You know, you are able to grow in that. So I do feel like, I honestly do, I feel like I've really grown so much with this group. I'm more confident than I was before. You know, I'm not as scared. I still am. I think I always will be. But I definitely feel like it's helped my confidence. It's helped my creativity. I've written so many more songs now. I've come up with so many ideas. I mean, my phone is just full of stuff, you know. And I got my kids hear me doing stuff, and they like doing their own things. My little ones wrote some song the other day, and I was like, wow, okay.
That's beautiful. If you could say something to your younger self as an artist, what would you tell the younger version of you as an artist?
I'd probably tell her not to be scared. Just go for it, you know. Don't be scared about sharing new ideas. But I think everything that's happened has led me to this. I've had so many changes in my life, and I'm not the same person. I think people should just, if they have a passion for something, they should just go for it, you know. And don't be scared to be bad at it, because it doesn't matter. Just try. Just not try. Just do it. You know. Just go for it.
Like Nike. Just do it. Yeah. If you think of any way that myself or the community can support you, you know, like, what are you working on?
A lot. Kind of in the pipeline, but not quite out. So I have my children's music, the Bilulibug music. I've the Lullaby was the first single I released with Michelle, who was also in our group, and with Jeff. So that was the Lullaby. But I've also got my Whisper Fighting Band, which is the song that I released for Dave, the You Never Bought Me Flowers. That was with two of my best friends from uni. So we are now in a group called Whisper Fighting. Done a single already. They live in South Africa. So I would love to go to South Africa and launch it there, and just like, that's my dream. That's the dream at the moment. So, and then I've got Meet You in Soho with Matt Smith, Vincent Brown, also in our group. That's also a great project, because we're writing songs and we're getting other people to sing the songs. So we had Jojo and Ozan sing on Best Days. So yeah, I've got a few things.
You are a tremendous collaborator. At the core, you have a support system. And I think that is something that we all need as creatives. Yeah. You have people to release music to. Yeah. You don't have to wonder who's listening to your music. You know, you can be like, I know exactly who is listening to my music. And I see them. I talk to them.
Oh, I really appreciate it. And I really appreciate this community that you've created, honestly, Kevin. It's just, I've made the most amazing friends. You know, isn't just about, you know, collaborating. They are my friends as well, you know. So it's just, and I've been, like I said, we've been doing this for quite a while, and I'm amazed I've been doing this this long, I have to be honest, because it's just like, you know, I kind of start something and then I move on to something else, but this is something I've actually stuck with. So I'm really proud of that, and you know, I've got you to thank for, and the rest of everyone in the Collab Club, you know. So yeah, thank you. Thank you for that.
thank you. Received and thank you. Like when you say it, it really does hit home, because I mean, I feel the same way. And it's interesting because, you know, Bella came onto the interview and I'm like, yeah, that's Bella. Like, yeah. I know her because it sounds weird even to say out loud, but it's like when I first met her, she was so much smaller.
Yeah,
3 years later, she's grown 3 years, you know, coming up onto like 4 years, right? Like she's got, it's like, wow, I've watched you grow. Yeah. I've seen the development and stuff, and that's your family. So then it makes me feel like part of that. I've experienced, like we've had so many conversations, and like, yeah, it's so much different when you really nurture a relationship over the amount of time that like we've nurtured it.
You can promote this song that's coming out next, which will be Creator.
Creator.
Mm-hmm.
And what group is that?
Shirley Kane, Zara, and Zach. That's the group.
Oh, word! All members of the Collaboration Social. Well, I'm definitely looking forward to it. And I want to thank you so much for taking the time to sit down and just have a chat with me. Really, Lucy, I appreciate all the stuff that you've done for the Collaboration Social. I am super proud of you releasing music and collaborating, you know, getting over fears and insecurities and really just, you know, taking control of, you know, your destiny. We have a mantra, right? Like, my future can be better than my present, and I have the power to make it so. And I have watched that be a thing for you. And yeah, I'm proud of you.
No, thank you. It really means a lot. yeah, thank you so much. Yeah, thank you, Kevin, as well. Really, really appreciate it. And